Hey, Podfathers listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Hi, Hungry. I'm Daddy.
What do you think? I'm made of money? Money doesn't even grow on trees. When you pay the rent, you can make the rules.
Remember, don't make her peas your peas.
Have you heard about the new restaurant on Mars? The food's great, but it's got no atmosphere.
Hey, come here. Pull my finger.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Podfathers, the best parenting podcast in the universe. Tolerated by Barstool Sports. It's your pal Clem here. It's large down in dirty Jersey, Chapsy in Tejas, and we are ready to roll for another week. We're recording on Monday, September 26th. What is Monday, September 26th? It is Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? I don't have the foggiest fucking clue. All I know is my kids are off school for the next 2 days. Large, our resident Jewish history expert here, please fill us in.
It's considered the Jewish New Year, to be honest with you. Yeah. It's not a high holy day like Yom Kippur, where they'll be fasting and whatnot. But if you were to see one of your Jewish friends, you would say today, Lashana Tova. And that means a happy new year. There's some apples being dipped in honey in a lot of Jewish homes all around the
that
world
sounds
today.
Lovely.
So, yeah. So it's not one of those traditional Jewish holidays where they tried to kill us, they didn't, let's eat. It's one of those ones that's more the Jewish New Year. Lashana Tova is what you would tell your the chosen people today.
I was going to ask if there was a twisted history about Judaism, but I feel like we probably would have hit the brakes on that one just in case you would.
I talk about Jews in every goddamn episode of Twisted History, because I can't tell you, no matter what I bring up, there's always a connection to somebody trying to exterminate Jewish people because of it. Like, we try to, you know, like, we give equal time, obviously, to, let's hit the big ones, indigenous people, African-Americans, and Jews, as far as, you know, just getting the short end of the stick in so many things. The Jewish people have been persecuted for thousands of years, you know what I mean? And then, you know, obviously you throw in, you know, women and homosexuals and any of this other stuff, which has kind of become a little bit more of a new-ish issue, if you will, you know, give me that historical perspective. But holy cow, just when you're talking about something, you know, tangential to what you think would affect them. So yeah, they get a lot of shine in my thing. Yeah, I've always been fascinated with the Jewish religion since I was a kid, because I grew up next to a Jewish neighborhood, and it's just fascinated me from the beginning of time.
So what do we say to our Jewish friends today on Rosh Hashanah?
You can say Lashana Tova, or you can just say Shana Tova, or you can say Happy New Year.
All right, I'm going to go dip some apples in honey upstairs. I believe I have both of those. I'm a Macintosh guy. Are we have any other Macintosh guys here?
Oh, I'm a Macintosh guy. I mean, but honestly, Clem, if I'm just going to go for an apple and I'm pulling one out of the crisper, buddy, load me up with a fucking Granny Smith.
Ooh. Granny Smith, huh?
I like allergic. The tart, yeah.
That's right. Large is allergic. He's not an apple guy. He'd be a dead guy if he was an apple guy.
So. No disrespect, Large. You know I love you, but being allergic to Granny Smith is one of the pussiest things I've ever heard of.
I know. And the thing is, like, every now and again, I'll cut up one. You know, I'll peel it and I'll slice it up and I'll give it to Bridge with like a little bit of Nutella or something, because that's an elite snack, I think.
It is.
Kid. Yeah. And then. I'll just casually touch my face or my eyes, and all of a sudden I'll start to swell up.
Does it change if it's cooked? Like if you're doing like an apple pie?
I could do anything that's processed. So like applesauce, or I don't like the texture of it because I was always afraid of it as a kid. So I don't eat anything like with chunky apples to it. But if you give me something like applesauce with a pork chop, elite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Had that on Sunday, actually.
Oh, I might do it tonight, now that you mentioned it.
Hey, let's go!
A little pork chop, some applesauce, and a little bit of cayenne on there, too. Get it going, little sear on there.
I might skip the pork on a Jewish holiday, just out of deference to our brothers.
No, yeah, that makes sense.
Tomorrow, though. And sisters. Thank you, Clem.
And make sure, if you guys listen to this episode, by that point it'll be Thursday. Which, when's Yom Kippur? Because that day usually they move hand in hand, usually, right? Is Yom Kippur on Thursday? I feel like we're right around then.
It's once every 4 years. Now I'm just making shit up now. It's like the Olympics.
Yeah. Is it November? January?
Yom Kippur 2022.
Wait, we missed it.
October 4th. Ooh, so that's next week. October is sneaking up, fellas. October is sneaking up. Get your costumes ready. I think we just lost Chapsy, too. I switched the screen for a sec. I come back and Chapsy is gone.
How anti-Semitic is that?
That is very anti-Semitic. Oh, welcome back, Chaps. Now that we're done talking about the Jewish people.
I was clicking on to see Yom Kippur on the main little frame, like a fucking rookie. Like,
oh. October 4th, 2022. I feel like they used to like go hand in hand. I guess it is. It's a week apart, right? Because next week is October. That was one of the best things about school. You're like, you're still getting broken into getting used to being in school all day. And it's like, boom, Jewish holiday, Jewish holiday.
Oh, they don't right they don't abide that shit down south, Clemmy. You want to get off for Yom Kippur, you better move up north. We ain't doing that shit in the south. No way. I mean, I don't think we ever even talked about it in the south.
Really?
Honest to God, growing up, I cannot name a single Jewish person that I knew. Like growing really? Up. And wow, I don't, that's, the south is just not, I don't know if it's because of my family's friends and like who we hung out with. Got to talk to my mom about that later today. Seems quite problematic, but I didn't know any Jewish people growing up.
Wow, that's interesting.
All right, so Chaps, let me, now that you might know a couple, on Yom Kippur, that's the high holy day. There's fasting. It's their day of atonement, so you can forget all your sins forgiven all in one day. It's a pretty sweet deal. But you would then say to somebody, good fast, like wishing them a good and easy fast, or you would say something called good yuntif, yuntif. Oh. And that's the greeting on a Yom Kippur. Content corner, and then we have the Judaism corner. It's a very good show.
It really is. I'm about to text Big Cat right now and tell him Happy New Year.
There you go. There you go. Thumbs up. Large gave the thumbs up on the YouTube for everyone that sees it there. So you're going to wish Big Cat one, but you're not going to wish Dave one. Very interesting choice, Chapsy.
Well, me and Dave don't have that kind of relationship. I value my relationship with Dave, but we're not texting buddies where we just joke and forth back and forth together or have that kind of personalities together. And I did ever since. Really, it was one time there was an explosion by Dave's apartment mm-hmm. in New York, and I texted him, and he texted me back, and then he posted it on Twitter. That was really the end of our cordial friendship because he tried to get me owned online.
Yeah, that's right. He did. And mm-hmm. you were the only, I think,
I was
the
a suck up for a long time. Didn't like that.
You were the only Barstool employee that I believe checked in on him, right? That was like was. The whole center of his blog that he wrote about and was hoping you were going to get dunked on for that. We work in the most fucking crazy.
Isn't that fucking insane that one of the people that you know was a block or two away from a huge explosion where people died and you text him like, hey, is everything good? You fucking pussy. Look at this bitch.
I think Chap's trying to fuck me, I believe might have been the title of his blog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting place we work and live in. But anyway, happy to all our Jewish friends this week and next.
Wow.
It was always a big deal for at least up here. I imagine, Large, you were in the same boat in Brooklyn back in the day, too, where the city, I mean, New York City has a couple Jewish people last time I checked. So I feel like you had to have off for all that stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Catholic school? Are you Catholic school?
So my Catholic schools, we didn't have off for the most part, particularly back in the day. Now I think we do. So I think the kids and in the public schools now, I believe they might even have a day off for Diwali. And if somebody you know is celebrating Diwali, you would say, nah, I'm just kidding. but we always remember because, you know, back then it was particularly when they had to be home before sundown. You would call it the Feast of Immediate Seating because all the restaurants were open, you know, like it was fantastic. But there's all these, you know, stories about driving down Ocean Parkway and having someone like stop your car and ask you to come in because there's certain, maybe suck it when they're not allowed to touch any anything electronic. So you'd go in and you'd like fix a thermostat or something. You could just turn down a thermostat from like they weren't allowed to do anything, you know, technological and stuff. So it's honestly, I've fallen out of the study of it a little bit, but what if the fucking rules and regulations and customs and stuff.
It's fascinating.
And the deeper you get into, you know, the more orthodox it is fascinating stuff.
I follow a couple of orthodox families on TikTok and they talk about what they have to do on like Sabbath and things like that. And there was stuff that is in place from major corporations like GE and Maytag that I had no idea about, like Sabbath settings on your stove or Sabbath settings on your refrigerator where the light doesn't come on and things like that. The fact that these folks do it, it's really kind of, it's not kind of, it is beautiful. Like the level of discipline and approach that it takes to live this way and to dedicate yourself to live that way. It's something that I find fascinating too. Like anytime I watch those shows on the Sabbath, I enjoy myself.
I always appreciate like the old school way of like sundown. I love that sundown's a thing, right? Like, we're not dealing with time. We're dealing with
sundowning.
Sundown.
Yeah.
Yeah. High noon being like a thing on the West, we deal with sundown. And I had a coworker when I was at ESPN, and he's like, he'd leave early. He's like, got to be home before sundown. Like, yep. Hands are tied here, guys. You guys are on your own the rest of the day. I'm like, well, can you help us at home? He's like, nah. Can't do a goddamn thing. So I learned a lot of the Jewish religion through Big Lebowski, through Walter's his ex-wife or whatever it is, the Shomer Shabbos. So a lot of Jewish talk to kick off the episode. But again, anybody that's going to make a pork chop today too, which again, this is Thursday, tweet it at Podfather Show, hashtag fuck Joey Langone, mm-hmm. hashtag Lashana Tova, and we'll retweet everyone's delicious pork chops and applesauces along
there
the way.
There you go.
As I see my neighbors running through the backyard because all the kids are off today on this glorious holiday.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Speaking of family, our boy Chapsy is welcoming a family member back to his house. One of the favorites in the history of the Podfathers right here.
That's right. My mama's in town. Since I've been 18, I moved out when I was 17, I think. And I haven't spent at my place more than like 3 or 4 days. And she's coming to spend 2 weeks. I mentioned about a month ago now, my stepdad died. And after a battle with brain cancer, and I wanted to make sure that she could come out here and spend some time, do some resting. And I will say, it is nice being able to look after your mama, get her a glass of wine, warm up the hot tub, let her do all those kinds of things, just relax. I'm looking forward to spending some time with her. It's going to be great.
So Chapsy, you said it last week. I miss you just when you repeated it now. What was the time frame of how long it's been since, you know, you and the mama for a good chunk of time?
So it's been like 22 years, been a long time, more than like a long weekend type of thing. Cause when I left home, I went to college and I wasn't home a lot then. And then I joined the Marine Corps and went to Japan, and I lived there for almost 4 years. So the times that you could see your family when you're in Japan is not much. I think I saw my mom and family maybe twice in the 2 years that I was there. And during that time, I went to Iraq as well. And then I came back to the States and lived in Virginia and now Texas. So I just haven't lived close. And she had other things going on. So it'll be nice to kind of spend extended period of time and have like my kids be able to hang out and talk more. It's fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
And I believe Mama Chapsy is the one who introduced us to rebuking people, right? She was the one who rebuked in the name of the Lord.
No, that was the mother-in-law, the same
mother-in-law.
One
with the diarrhea. That's right.
And, yes. And that was because there was her neighbor's dog tried to bark at her and nearly bite her, so she rebuked it.
Oh, like the little domino is, you know, dog barks at woman, and then big domino is an entire podcast is changed forever by using right. the word rebuke on random people. Oh, man. It's crazy, though, to think about that. And it just kind of hammers home the different dynamics just in life. I mean, we already talked about not knowing any Jewish people growing up. And then same with, like, the parents. Large, I imagine you see your parents monthly at the very worst, you know, if not biweekly.
Yeah. So we try to see him. Finn's over there now. Because he was – yeah. So
he's – sticks in a pipe. No big deal.
Yes, exactly.
Shower's a little finicky.
So he sets him over in an Uber. We're lucky enough. My dad still drives. He's 81. So he still makes it out here and vice versa. And, I'm the only guy who lives in northern New Jersey but summers in Brooklyn. that's Finn's gig. So, yeah, but I would consider myself very lucky. And then obviously my mother-in-law – is one town over, and we see her a couple times a week. And then, you know, my father-in-law has passed.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
yeah. Well, by the way, I have a little bit of news. I only have 2 children now. Did I mention that to you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm rebuking my oldest son, Mick. He had called me up the other day, and we were talking about his food plan. And, you know, we saw him in Vegas, and he was a little thin. You know, he looks very good. He's in good shape from working out and whatnot, but dinner. So I said, what have you been eating? Because the food plan, the dining hall, not only does dining hall, it also has like almost like fast food. And we want to make sure he's not doing his favorite meal, Subway. I said, oh, fucking kidding me? I make the steamed bread with the they spray painted brown, and yeah, I don't know what it is, Dad. My favorite. He went through what his favorite sandwich was, and it was just disgusting after disgusting. I'll still pay his tuition, but I have no.
Well, if he wants to get, give him my number, we'll talk.
I have no other option but to rebuke my son. So
yeah,
I'm just gonna really buckle down and concentrate on Finn and Bridget.
But it's a good lesson about parenting. You can think that you raise your kids to eat fancy food, that they're going to be going to Arturo's all the time, and they're going to be getting this and that. They're going to have all kinds of fettuccine. They're going to do that. And the next thing you know, they're their own person. They're eating a fucking $5 footlong right in your fucking face.
I'll tell you what it is, dude. It's pepperoni. Some sort of provolone, he says. I was like, is it in a triangle?
He says.
He's like, yeah, it's in a triangle. I'm like, okay.
The scraps.
Lettuce, pickles, something like, and I think mayo. Oh. He's like, and a little bit of oregano. I'm like, oh, spicing it up a little bit. So that's mixed. So you can lead a, you know, lead a horticulture, but you can't make your thing. It's the same thing with kids. So I'm officially out on Mick, at least for now.
Eating nonstop Subway in Alabama, that is a one-trip ticket to a Discovery Plus show down the road for you in your life.
That's fine dining in Tuscaloosa, baby.
For Chaps, you know that I was hoping he'd be like, Dad, the barbecue down here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't stop going here. I can't stop going there. Or even if he was like, I love Waffle Houses, or, you know, there's like the Knicks and the Sticks is like some, you know, some kind of off-ish steakhouse. There's all these different places. It's exactly what I don't want.
would have been over the moon if it was barbecue. If he if he calls you up and he's like, Dad, I know I just got here and you spent all this money at that really nice place, the Italian spot in Vegas. But listen, I need a green egg. The fellas are pressing about it.
I would have jumped in both feet. I would have droned one in.
You would have timely drove and they would have put a big green egg in the back of Annie's Mercedes and you'd have drove it down there.
Yeah, the Pike House would be the only one that's like slow roasting briskets all day, but instead he hits me with you know, former Jared.
Like the whole, does he like also get a sugar cookie with his meal?
I don't know. I hung up on him with disgust. This is a fresh wound, by the way. I just found this out about an hour ago.
Oh no, this is fresh. So.
Going through it, yeah.
And that's after you took him out to a nice meal at Carbone and the best Italian food I've ever had. All right, thanks, Pop. I'm gonna go back and get myself a $5 footlong tuna sandwich that doesn't have any tuna in it, according to the fucking scientists. What are we doing here?
And the seminary biz, you call that backsliding? That's what Mick's doing.
Yeah. He went in at large and came out of Clem. That's a goddamn shame. Tell Mick he's welcome to come up here. We're going to be shipping AJ to Jersey.
That's what we should do. We should have a graphic on this show. Which kid? Who's the dad of this kid? And describe something that the child does. Because typically it's going to fit. Like AJ, you know he's AJ at this point. You know Finn is Finn. And you know Cardi is Cardi, but I think there's some that sneak in there and it'll throw you for a loop. Like some Bridget stories might throw you for a loop.
Yeah, some B stories will get you. But I don't know. I'm reeling from this type of thing because I'm wondering if he's going to, like when I go down there, like Bridget's on like the set of a period piece right now. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what she's doing. Uh-huh. It's like a 2-day, you know, whatever. So, you know, whatever. What I think is a lot of people don't realize about parenting is that it's okay to cut bait. And
I mean, how long are we supposed to fucking do this? 20 years?
Yeah.
30? Right. When do you draw the line?
Yeah, and I'm not an animal. He just turned 18. So I believe it's legal that I can legally walk away right now.
Yeah,
and
especially on Yom Kippur.
That's what I'm choosing to do. The new year. Yes, Rosh Hashanah. Come on,
Jeff. Sorry.
It's best if sold by. It's like a best if sold by day. It's not a hard line, but hey, you know, you hit 18, you're there, you did your job. Great schools, right? Great schools, great living. He was eating good. And
a half gallon of Mick's life is starting to be chunky when you pour it out.
Yeah. Oh, God, what I would give for Mick to be say, Pops, I found a jar of Rao's. And you know what? It travels pretty well down here in Tuscaloosa. Oh, I'm going to pray to the college gods that could somehow come across.
Can I ask you guys a quick question?
Sure.
Chunky or smooth peanut butter?
Oh, depends on what the meal is that we're going with. So if we're going apple slices, if I break out the Granny Smiths again, no disrespect, large, I break those bad boys out again, I'm going smooth. You have a PBJ with a beautiful little white bread that's feeling soft, yeah. Hit me with the crunchy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind either. So I find that the more I ask this question, it's polarizing. People are either or.
I think I just came up with the definitive guide of peanut butter.
Go.
If the meal provides the texture itself, go with creamy. If the texture needs an addition, go with crunchy.
I don't hate that at all. Chet Clem, are you one or the other?
You're smooth. I am a smooth Skippy guy for life, and I find Chaps' taste absolutely disgusting. No, I had my crunchy phase. I occasionally go into a crunchy phase every few years.
You're Skippy?
Skippy for life. And see
yeah, I thought Skippy was for pores.
I thought Jif was for pores.
No, Red Peter is Pan. Always a power card.
Peter Pan's for pores. I think we could all agree that Peter Pan's for pores. Yeah. That's what I think what Subway uses on their peanut butter and jellies if they have them.
Yeah. Mick goes and gets a peanut butter and jelly for large. That might be the end for large. Oh. It might be the end of it.
And it's just a peanut butter, but he gives me those little plastic jelly things he got from like fucking Waffle House. Oh,
he could
God.
Be on like a big time, what are those, Uncrustable?
Oh run. No, oh. Those are disgraziati.
But I have heard that the Uncrustable and air fryer will change your life, my friends.
I have heard that. I'd like someone to confirm, but air cruster,
I might confirm today. I got some upstairs. Fuck it.
Oh, Chaps, are you ready for this? Because we know this. Chaps, when he has his PB&Js, he goes on a run.
True. And I don't know.
Be kicking off a potential run. What kind of are we deal? Do you have peanut butter and jelly stocked in the house right now? If you decide,
oh,
to go
yeah,
on a
bud.
Run.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, I got it stocked up. I got a couple different kinds. I actually have. One, another little hack for you for dog owners. Do you have trouble cutting blue cheese's nails?
Yeah.
And
there's this little jacket type of thing that you can put a dog in, and you put their forepaws in the holes, and then you hang them up on almost like a clothes rack, and they just kind of hang there, and their legs can't really move, but their head moves around. If you take that, put some peanut butter onto your hand, like on the top part of your hand, and just sit there and let the dog lick the peanut butter off, you can cut their nails super easily, and they don't even care.
I'd seen somebody wrap saran wrap around their heads. You see that on TikTok?
Uh-huh.
And they just smear peanut butter across their heads. Guy had a full head of hair, so it looked more disgusting than it was, obviously. Watertight barrier, and he just sat there like that. The dog went to town, and he just casually... I know how bad that can be because you cut the dog to the quick one time and it's terrible. I think I'm just looking now because I couldn't even remember what the brand is. What's the line that's drawn? I believe I'm a Skippy guy.
I'm Jif.
Jif, okay.
I think Peter Pan is where we're Peter drawing the line into poorness.
Okay.
Starts with P.
Just remember, easy alliteration, Peter Pan pours.
Yeah, triple P's. Triple P's, baby. We're here. Yeah. The WCW peanut butter. That's
what
right,
the
Joey.
Fuck?
And lest we forget, the official peanut butter where they sell at Costco, Skippy. And it's
they got Jif there, too. That's where I get it.
I get my Skippy in there. Do they have them both?
Oh, wow. It's another northern-southern divide. My
God. On the Mason-Dixon line, they have them both, I heard. That's the rumor going
also,
around.
Speaking of WCW, I have you know that those bad boys are on Peacock Network now. Just the other night, I think it was on Friday or Saturday, me and Cardi watched Monday Night Nitro, 1998. It was lovely. It was where they had DDP, it was Hulk Hogan, the whole NWO squad was out there, and people were upset because Hulk Hogan was too sweet.
Too sweet. I guarantee it's too sweet. Like some candy corn. Hulk Hogan was too
Guys,
sweet back then.
I just want to say we'll move on from this. I just hit up top 20 peanut butter brands ranked from worst to best.
Oh.
Number 20 is Great Value. I don't know what Great Value is, but
that's
it looks
Walmart
like maybe
brand.
Like a Is it a Walmart brand?
Yeah. And that's like the low end because they're normal. They have like Sam's. Great Value is like Walmart's like, we got this shit laying around.
That's number 20. You know what number 19 is?
Jif.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
So there I won't even go further. I don't need to, you know, break.
Let's
where
go straight
we are.
Up to the top. What do we, let's do top five.
I'll go up to the top. I'm passing by Reese's. I'm passing by Smucker's, which has
I don't
the,
like that Reese's or Smucker's has the peanut butter. I don't think they should be allowed.
Yes, it should be allowed, but it doesn't taste like fucking Reese's peanut butter. It makes me so goddamn mad. That Reese's peanut butter taste is so unique, and the fact that they jar something up that is not the real Reese's peanut butter that's in the cups is
absolutely. There's no way that for them it wouldn't spread, Clem.
That's true.
Fair point. Number five, I think you guys would know. It's Kirkland, which they said Kirkland peanut butter.
I haven't tried Kirkland.
Is it that all? Are we talking natural? Is it natural peanut butter?
Organic creamy peanut butter.
I'm not into that because then you got to stir it. If that oil sits on top, I don't want – that's too much actual peanuts in there. I don't want that. Get that out.
This is going to be good, guys. Ooh. Number four, I never heard of before. It's Maranatha. I don't know that.
I don't know that one.
It's organic and it's no sugar or salt added. It sounds absolutely terrible. Number three is Skippy.
Oh.
Number two is Adams Organic. And number one, with a bullet, is JIF Jif.
Oh, let's fucking go, baby.
And it leads the way in term of peanut butter sales. When it comes to best tasting peanut butters, Jif is easily the cream of the crop. While Skippy is creamier and Adams is more natural, Jif is the tastiest and has the most flavor.
Those are the facts, and they are undisputed.
Oh, I see this article, Arthur. I can't believe that. Written by Arthur Jif. Very interesting article by him right now. This sounds like a blindfold. This is a Coca-Cola or Pepsi challenge right here coming up. We may
wait a minute. Large, I know you're a big history guy. Maybe we should take a little step back to, I believe, who was the 39th president of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
One Jimmy Carter. Yeah. Where did his peanuts go? What company did Jimmy Carter sell his peanuts to for peanut
Jif?
Butter? I bet we can figure it out.
We can.
Because you don't have a peanut farm and you don't supply nary a peanut butter company. You got to do at least one.
I'm willing now that if I remember, I will go to the store and get Jif from now on because I am not a hardcore guy. Will you consider leaving Skippy for at least one jar, Clem? Will you consider going the other way?
I can we frame it like this? Clem, you have the courage to do it.
The gumption? You know, unlike our boy Captain Cons.
The intestinal fortitude.
Captain Cons refused to do the sing the Navy song, right? Mm-hmm. And refused to do it. Of course I will do this, Chapsy. I will gladly do it. You do a Skippy. We kind of like live in each other's, and it's like a wife swap kind of peanut butter Skippy. Swap. Careful, let's not throw stones
okay,
right
yeah,
now.
We're getting along.
And Joey, what we're going to have to do, we throw a poll on best peanut butter. We'll go alphabetical order. Jif, Peter Pan, and Skippy. Put all three, put the pour. Let's let the pours out themselves as well here. And we'll see kind of just where we go from there. And we've all been through Twitter debates and how people have their opinions. Peanut butter Twitter might be the most intense. We're not ready for this, boys. We have a few days to prepare for this. Get your is Rosh Hashanah a holiday of rest?
No, it's a holiday of celebration. I think
So we'll have the rest coming on Wednesday too after we celebrate the next 2 days because bullets are going to be flying on Thursday with the peanut butter takes going off. So I have a giant thing of two Skippies from Costco right now in the cabinet. But you know what? I'll get myself a Jif. Chaps gets himself a Skippy. Maybe like our like personalities will change. Maybe Chaps becomes a little more like Clem. Clem becomes a little more like Chaps. The fact the big man is a Skippy guy makes me feel pretty good about it, though.
I need to say one more thing about Jimmy Carter.
Go ahead.
I feel like I'm a Jimmy Carter guy, and I think he gets a bad rap in a lot of areas. Like one of the things he did before anybody else, solar panels on the White House at when he was the president in the late 1970s. However, there's a lot of peanut stolen valor that's going on through Jimmy Carter. The fact that his peanut farm was over $1 million in debt and he's basically presented to the American public like some peanut conglomerate, it's not something that I can abide by. It's just, we need to be honest. He had a fledgling peanut butter empire at best.
Not a Heisenberg of peanut butter right there. I feel like people like...
I'll rebuke him.
He does too much good with Habitat for Humanity. Because if you get rebuked, I don't know if you guys know this, you can't work at Habitat for Humanity. They kick you out.
I wasn't aware.
One rebuke and Habitat for Humanity is like, get out.
Really?
That's wild.
Do a twisted history about Jimmy Carter and air all his fucking, you know, skeletons and all that kind of stuff.
He's got some good ones. Like, did you know that he went down in Canada when he was a young lieutenant, because he graduated from the Naval Academy? Young Lieutenant Carter had to go into this hole where they were keeping nuclear waste, and he had to figure out a way to stop the nuclear radioactivity, some shit like that, close enough to the story. He was pissing radiation for like 30 years because he experienced so much. And he went down over and over again. They told him, if you go down for longer than 45 seconds to a minute, it could change your brain chemistry for the rest of your life. And he said, this is the job. I need to do it. This is the reason why I signed up, to protect other people. Went down and did it. And he's the oldest living president, lived 40 years past the time that he got out. Pretty impressive.
Salute the shit out of that. God bless. God bless. Mm-hmm. How the hell did we get into peanut butter talk? This is fascinating. I'm kind of amazed right now.
I just bought it. I honestly, like, I listen again. I'm not a huge peanut butter guy. I enjoy a peanut butter and jelly just like everybody else. On white bread, I like, some people can do it on other types of bread. Not
jelly me. Flavors. Let the jelly flavors out. Let's just let all our cards out right now. Well, boys.
I think Large is going somewhere important here. What do we got, Large?
Yeah, yeah. And then I was in the grocery store the other day. And I saw chunky peanut butter, and I was like, "Oh, I haven't had that in a long time." Mm. And I brought it home, and Annie's like, "Who the fuck bought this?
Are you cheating on me?"
And I said, Annie looking
incredulous about it, like, "Who the fuck had the audacity?"
Right. And so then I just got back with it, and I was like, "I don't know."
Totally fucking Bridget,
you pulled that move?
No. I said to her, I said, "Bridget, don't you like chunky?" She's like, yeah, I like chunky and I like smooth. I said, yeah. I was like, I think I do too. And now that I'm thinking about it, we haven't opened it yet. So I am immediately going down after this and doing that first scoop. Like, you know,
not
like,
with
like,
apples, though.
No, not with apples.
Give it a shot. I bet the allergies go away.
So that's how we got to. Who the fuck bought this? Honest to God, like, I've had, you know, stuff in here.
She like,
you know,
throws it against the wall. Yeah. The audacity.
Right. Because, you know, with
but
this
there
job,
are, the, I mean, those type of items, because everybody, you essentially buy, a lot of times you buy the same exact thing from the grocery store repetitively. Like, yeah. If you like one kind of cookies, you get those. You like one kind of drink, you get that. But peanut butter, if something shows up in the kitchen that's just a wild card, and if you're not a peanut butter house and all of a sudden you got a 32-ounce jar of the chunky stuff sitting there, there's got to be some explanations.
32-ounce jar.
Yeah. That's a big boy.
That's the biggie. I will be having some chunky. But I think if you guys don't mind, I say we do that. I'm going to go out and get some smooth Jif. And I'm going to do a side-by-side comparison with Annie and Bridge, maybe just to kind of gauge the household. And we may become a Jif household because of this episode.
Wow.
The peanut butter. I was going to call this episode the Jewish episode. I think it's now become the peanut butter episode. I don't really
peanut
don't
know.
Peanut
butter radio, yeah.
Peanut butter radio. Exactly.
What goes better with peanut butter but Jews?
That's right. Oh, wait, I thought you said juice.
Yes, exactly.
I thought you said grape juice, because grape juice and peanut butter is a good mix.
All right, jelly's on the count of three. As when I say three, give your jelly type flavor in terms of the kind of fruit here. One, two, three.
Raspberry preserves.
Holy shit. Three different jellies.
What do you got, Clem? What was yours?
I am just regular grape. Give me some Welch's grape, like Biggie would back in the day. And wait, you guys had some fancy shit. Chaps, did you say blackberry?
Oh, yeah. Smucker's blackberry. I love it.
Wow. And Large, what did you have?
We've always had raspberry preserves in the house. My parents just bring jars of it back from Ireland. It's good on like brown bread, soda bread and shit. So I always have it in my house. I'll squeeze the grape for a Bridge, the Scoobers or Smuckers or whatever is around. But I love a nice little, and I don't like chunks of fruit, but the raspberry preserves have those little tiny seeds. So the raspberries in it, I don't mind those.
Yeah, like the healthy strawberry preserves, if there's a big old chunk of strawberry, it feels like the strawberry, once it becomes preservy, almost has the same feel and texture as like a nut sack, right? Yeah. Where like if you had it like a real sugary ball bag, like it would taste, I think it would feel that way in your mouth.
Right. Cellar strawberries.
I can't believe zero out of three Podfathers recommend strawberry jelly. Joey, give me your fucking jelly. Put in the chat, do whatever. If you're even around, I think he's going to pick up Dom right now.
Boysenberry.
He's a douchebag.
Snozberries. Raspberry, blackberry. What a cocksucker. Fuck Joey Langone. Send your sandwich pictures or your pork chop pictures or whatever. Just make sure it says hashtag fuck Joey Langone on there.
You know what's a really good item that's a spreadable spread that I really enjoy that I wish that there was more situations to eat it? Like fruit butters. Like your apple butter, your peach butters. I love those. But I feel like they're really only appropriate on a biscuit.
The butter industry is ripe for the picking right now, chaps. We've talked about the cookie butter at Trader Joe's, and it is just out of this world. It's dangerous. It's so good. Peanut butter.
The cookie butter cereal? Garbage.
I've never even heard of it, and I'm happy I've never heard of it, because if I had a bad cookie butter cereal, it would have devastated me.
It's one of those ones, Glenn, where you pour the cereal in, it hits the milk, and it acts like it has like a barrier that won't allow any moisture in, where it doesn't get any softer as the day goes on or as the meal goes on. We're just still full out crunch mode, and it's destroying the palate of your mouth.
You know who would be ashamed of that too? Clark W. Griswold, because I believe that's the industry he's in at Christmas Vacation, is the covering of the cereal there.
Can we extend this episode by 2 hours? Because I made a butter board. I'm going to make it again and tape it.
Like, I want one of those things.
So now I do it with whipped cream cheese. Chaps on a pizza peel, wooden pizza peels. I take my finger and I run it right down the middle, create that barrier. On this side, I sprinkle on some everything bagel seasoning, which I make myself. I just have everything, right? Dehydrated onion, poppy seed, sesame seed, salt, whatever.
Wait. Can I, before you go, can I do a little guess of your process?
So there's going to be two halves now, chaps, two halves. Separate halves. It's whipped cream cheese on the bottom. On the side, in a basket, I cut the bagels like they do in St. Louis. I cut them lengthwise, and I put them under a toaster along with some big soft pretzels. So now you have hot pretzels and hot bagel slices. You have the pizza peel half. What's on either side?
Buddy, we're doing savory sweet. We're doing one side's going to be more savory and the other side's going to be the fruit's going to be the star, a little sweetness, maybe even some honey.
Right. So on the one side that's going to have the honey. So the one side I sprinkle with just poppy seeds. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I slice up some cherry tomatoes and macerate them in fucking salt and pepper. I just let them kind of get that sweetness out. And I put them in a little bit of a line along with lardons of Danish bacon. Cut those chunks of Danish bacon. Then I drizzle hot honey over the whole top of the thing. I give people a small, spatula, a little paint spackle knife, put it on, spackle knife. The other side of the cream cheese has little strips of smoked salmon, a little sprinkling of capers, and then some sliced hot cherry peppers. That's on top of the bagel seasoning, on top of the whipped cream cheese. And I'm telling you right now, it is fantastic.
I wanted to do that same thing, not with cream cheese. I wanted to use the whipped Irish butter.
Oh, that's so good, that fucking butter. It's so fucking good, that butter. But my only problem is, like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, cream cheese has a little bit more fortitude, you know what I mean? Like, as far as melting and whatnot, so.
And eating a whole board of butter is just a sicko move. Like, I feel like you can talk yourself into a cream cheese. Like, I just had some cream cheese and bagel. But if you ate a whole board of butter, you've got some explaining to do and really some internal reflection that you need to take place.
Yeah. So where are we going?
I don't know.
I keep going on this one all day. Cardiologist on Thursday, by the way, boys.
Oh, good luck with that.
Right after the butterboard talk. That's a good transition to the next part of the podcast. Largest cardiologist appointment. Mm-hmm. Is this like an annual thing, or what are we doing here, big man?
I'm catching up. I got a CAT scan in the morning. That's my catch up for my pulmonologist. I have an ear, nose, and throat late in the afternoon. Let's see if I can get that punching bag removed in the back of my throat. And then the cardiologist is more because I think that I wanted to check for that widowmaker. I've had too many friends dying lately, so I wanted to check for that widowmaker. I don't know exactly how they do it, so that's what I'm going to do.
They can.
I don't want to live in a world where Lars doesn't have a uvula. I just don't.
No, I was thinking about getting one, like a golden one, and wearing it on a chain.
Oh, nice. Get your actual one instead of like a baby booty, do it with bronze, and it's just your uvula.
Let me ask you. I cough every now and again when I'm eating, and I get food lodged in my sinuses. And it'll stay there for like until I get a good, you know what I mean?
I think that's from doing too many nose beers on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Finally caught up to me.
Yeah.
So I got to go get everything checked out.
Getting that chopped off, the uvula, that might help you with your peanut butter consumption too. I feel like that gets stuck up there a lot, right?
100%. Mm-hmm. That thing swells. Probably about once a month, that thing swells up like a thumb, where I have to suck it back to breathe until the Benadryl gets to it.
Mm.
Problem. Wow. Thumb.
Woo! Oh boy,
that was something, fellas. We just had quite the 30 minutes, I'd say. You want to do a little mailbag and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's do a little mailbag. I mean, if we haven't got a whole bunch of new investors here looking to advertise,
guys, beef ribs versus pork ribs.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Just because I put it on the YouTube banner there, which would actually kind of be funny if I always put the YouTube banner, I changed it, and then we never actually talked about it on the podcast. It would be a good running joke. I got to talk about this one. We had this last week, I believe. A California mom started toilet training her baby at 8 weeks old. Alexis Abdelaziz began teaching Aya, now 4 months old, how to use a toilet, and went crazy on social media. Chapsy, you said you had a friend that did something similar. Is that correct?
I did. I still do, actually. We didn't defriend them for doing that.
Oh,
but they live in London. And she said she's a stay-at-home mom and described this process. And she said, I'd done a bunch of reading and researching. And places throughout human history have done this. Because in a lot of areas, if you leave things like waste or baby throw-up or baby puke or anything like that, it could be a sign to have predators come into your village and do all kinds of things. So it's been done before. And she says that what she does is look for cues, kind of like a dog. So like if you're looking for a cue for the dog knows that is about to go to the bathroom, everybody knows to look at it. Is it going to start doing circles? Is the nose staying to the ground? Is it looking for a spot in the same area, but looking for the same kind of one? It's an indication that the dog is going to go to the bathroom. She's saying that the same principle is in place for humans. Like if she pays attention to the baby's face and doesn't put a diaper on, she's more in tune to what the baby's face will look like if the baby needs to go pee or if the baby needs to go poop. And once she sees those facial expressions, she goes and she just hangs out at the toilet or in a bowl or something like that until the baby relieves itself. And then once the baby does, she removes the bowl and they go in and she like praises the baby. Good job. You did a great job. And more affection and things like that. After 2.5 months, she said that her baby, when she would breastfeed the baby, take it over to the toilet, sat it down, like let it hover on the toilet. And then within like 30, 45 seconds, the baby started to pee and will continuous and consistently do that, where she said the baby was essentially potty trained by 4.5 months old.
Wow. Unbelievable. Great stuff. Oh, man. We're going through obviously Sienna and AJ, both potty trained. Sienna and most girls I know, much easier to train than boys. Boys always have a little bit of a problem. One thing I learned, one little hack out there for people potty training boys, let them just pee wherever they want. They want to pee on a tree. They want to pee off the deck. That was one thing. Once AJ could just realize he pissed wherever he wanted for the most part without being too disgusting, it made life so, so, so much easier. But 4 months, that is the goddamn dream there, because I think we've all been through that. Like, that's the one thing I think of when people have a new kid. I'm like, you got to go through diapers and dealing with the blowouts and all that other kind of nonsense there. So if you guys have any questions about this thing, Chaps, you'll be happy to answer all their questions, right?
Oh, absolutely. Not just me, but if you really want to know the ins and outs of anything parenting related, just email cons@barstoolsports.com and he'd be more than happy to help you out. I mean, yes. He'd love to.
That's really nice. That's really nice.
I was also thinking with this piss talk, listen, fellas, we already set the world ablaze with our Croc charms. I think everybody remembers the success of those in the Barstool Sports Store. What if we took podcast type of logos like the Goldfish, Larry the Goldfish, and we had like a one bite pizza, but it's a little thing that you can screw into the side of your toilet and it becomes aiming devices for your penis children, where they're sitting in there and they want to aim at Larry the Goldfish while they're peeing. How do we feel about that?
Don't like it. Love it. I love it, Chapsy.
Wow.
Yeah, got you with the twist.
Like, damn, I thought that was pretty good. We'd make some money. $3.99 for a fucking goldfish to piss at. That'd be awesome.
Clem Night Shyamalan twist on your ass there. I mean, ass large. I mean, he's urinal, guys. He probably, you know.
Oh, yeah. Large, you have to buy like a 12-pack.
Better than shells. Pissing at shells all the time.
Or flies. Paint a little fly in your urinal. Give somebody to do it. Yeah, sure. I mean, I'd love to piss on I was about to mention a female coworker just to make it a little bit racy, but then I see the new me. I held back.
You can say it, Kate. She won't mind.
Right? She wouldn't. She wouldn't at all.
I mean, if we had Barstool content stickers that you put in your toilet, those would go well too. You telling me there's not people that want to piss on my face? Come on.
Yeah. There's stickers up in the Barstool bathroom. You've seen that with like some guy's faces in there. I think it might be the dude from Tolercios. I took Bridge clothes shopping this weekend. She had to pick up two pairs of shorts. And I said, go in and get yourself some sneakers. There were no sneakers that fit her fancy. So Bridget had bought a pair of Crocs. She said, the Crocs are back. So Bridget back got a pair of white Crocs. I just dug mine out of storage. And she got some gibbets. She got some Harry Styles gibbets and some regular stuff. So apparently Crocs are back. K-C-R-O-X on the big board. Yeah, so who knew? Who the fuck knew? But kids are wearing Crocs again.
And Crocs are one of those things because I think – I don't know if this is just how my kids are and kids here. But when growing up, I remember people being way more in tune to brands. Like if you weren't wearing Nikes or Reeboks or something like that, you were likely to get made fun of. I think because of how popular like Amazon is and they sell a lot of off-brand shit – I don't think kids, especially like McCartney's age, maybe definitely high schoolers and stuff would, but they don't care as much about brands as they used to. Would you agree with that? Like based on your kids?
I find that I can't keep up with the brands sometimes. Like Bridget had gotten a hat for her birthday at her birthday party. And it was a trucker hat that had like just a white cushiony front, a blue vented back. And it had like maybe like a rainbow or something over the front of it. With the brand. And I said, who the fuck bought you this? And Annie's like, I think that's like a $120 hat. Like, I can't keep up. Like, Mick will get something from the Nelk boys. I remember they did like some pop-up shop and he paid $100 for a long sleeve t-shirt. I don't know who these people are. Maybe because I'm just old. So yeah, I think there's a more diversified look at it now that you don't have to stick with the old standbys.
And the brands are so smart too. Like the brands that do that, like the $120 hat or the Supremes, they almost operate like the I Think You Can Leave show calico cut pants where they sell the pants with the piss dots on the front and they just put that everything sold out. I think a lot of those brands that are the pop-up shop, they just say all their shit's sold out. So then people are like, oh, well, if it's sold out, I really want to buy it. Honestly, I might have to do that to the ZBT clothes in the Barstool shop. Just start saying everything's sold out. People can't get their hands on it.
Limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
This day and age, too, I feel like it's so much easier just to break through to people. You just get the right influencer that says – I saw Erica tweeted something about she had sneakers that she didn't even know were fashionable because Bella Hadid just, like, put it on and it became the hottest shoe in the game. Erica got them for free. So I do feel like there is something where it's, like, it's easier for brands to break into the house. But Bridges – fuck, like, the fact Bridge says Crocs are back – Crocs are 1,000% back. She's an actress.
I bought the stock.
She's been on the Sex in the City. That's pretty big deal.
Yeah, I bought the stock. Yeah. Tune into Barstool Finance. I bought it. It just dropped a couple of days ago. So
I might go buy some now, too. Or is it too late? Did I miss it?
I'm going to be honest, boys. I tweeted the other day. I'm looking into my third pair of Crocs right now. So I have the pair. I have the rainbow pair that we did. We had our contest, right? And they're a little eccentric, but I love them nonetheless. They kind of became my yard shoes because I'm doing the grass on them. They're always kind of dirty no matter how you scrub them and clean them. Then
just
I have
from a safety standpoint, Clem, I don't like this, but I'll let you continue.
I just don't
feel like that's safe enough.
I do have a neighbor who does tell me how unsafe she thinks it is when I'm not wearing, you know, hard-toed shoes. Then I have myself the Fur-Line Crocs, and boys, let me tell you, that is some life-changing shit right there.
Oh, winter's coming, my friends.
Yeah, winter is coming. Ned Stark said it himself, and the times haven't changed, even though Ned no longer has his head. And spoiler alert.
The Fur-Line ones, Clem, do they have the holes in them?
They have the holes in them. However, the holes, it's just for look. It's probably to let a little bit of air in, because, you know, you're dealing with some sweat potential down there.
Oh, buddy.
You can't be wearing these the whole day.
Them dogs are going to be wet.
Do you wear them with socks?
If I find the – it depends. Again, you could just be walking the dog. You could – if you're going to take the kids to daycare over, those are two different trips there. You kind of have to prepare, so you're going to get moisture wicking and whatnot.
I'll be honest. I love a croc with a sock. I think that's the way to go.
On the other side. I was waiting for him to say yes. I was about to pounce.
Oh, no, I love it large. And let me tell you why.
That's a Jif peanut butter guy down there.
You sweat so much in these damn Crocs. Like, I'll go air on full blast. I'm talking about with the arrow at me and the arrow down at my feet. And these dogs will still be wet as hell. Really? I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's my biggest dig on Crocs is that we bought them. I had a pair. I threw them away. So I bought them for our purposes, and I put them on, and like I almost slid out of them. My feet look thinner when I took them out.
Grab you a couple crew socks, and you'll be the belle of the ball. Crocs, you'll be loving
Crocs with socks. Oh man, I'm learning so much.
So I think I need to get a third pair, but I probably don't need to get it till the spring because I'm not going to get another pair of fur lined. I'll just use the ones I have. But I do think I need a pair just that I can mosey around town with because the yard ones are too banged up and the fur ones get too hot in the summer and spring. So shout out Crocs, CROX on for those of us playing the stock game right now.
Yeah, I believe it's CROX on the big board. So
all right,
we should have dad stock of the week. Honestly,
ooh, dad stock of the week, dad stock of the week, dad bet of the week. Obviously, let's do a little 3-game parlay for next week. Here, we're gonna go.
Okay.
With
well, let's. What about our three teams? Like we do, we have. Oh, well, I guess.
Can we go cross sport?
You
can we
do
go
Jets
Notre Dame?
Your relationship with Nick Mango, Jets, Giants, and Jags.
Jets, Giants, Jags. The J. How do we work?
That'd probably be a pretty big parlay, honestly.
Chapsy, I bet the Jaguars to win the AFC South responsibly. So I'm looking pretty good at plus 700 right now.
I bet it off season that the Jags would win the Super Bowl.
I bet off season they win the AFC South, but I didn't bet the goddamn Super Bowl. God bless
that
you.
That's what happened with Dave and Dan. Or it was with Dave during when the Jags went to the AFC Championship game. I had bet for the Jags to win the Super Bowl that year before. And I think, I don't remember what the actual lines was, but I think it was like 250-1.
It was, that must have been like massive. Yeah.
And I had it. I put like, I think 150 or 200 bucks down on it, which is a lot for me to bet that bet, but I had won some money in Vegas. So I put it down. And when Miles Jack wasn't down and they called him down, I was so pissed because the Jags, the way that defense was, Nick Foles wouldn't have had the same like ability to go on the outside with Telvin Smith and Miles Jack on the outside.
Yep,
the different
confirm.
Ball game.
And you had to broadcast all that live, seeing Miles Jack. To this day, I still say he's not down. It was a bunch of bullshit. Also, shout out Nick Mangold. Did you guys see he got inducted to the Ring of Honor? Then he started fucking slugging a beer. Fucking Gentleman's Friday. Brought to MetLife
Stadium.
Common
man Nick Mangold.
The common man Nick Mangold.
Yeah, the common man. $30 million.
I'm trying to wrap this thing up. I'm trying to land this plane here. However, did you guys see the TikTok I blogged the other day of the people that smuggled their elementary school kid into Disney using a stroller?
Yeah.
So they basically took this kid that, you know, was probably about Sienna's height, probably about a, you know, third grader or so. And they I'm thinking about it. That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking about it. I'm not, I haven't had the talk with her yet, but I'm seeing those prices and they are not cheap. So they basically, what they did is they somehow got this kid to fit into a little stroller. They think it's a baby. I guess baby's going to free for Disney. And then you see the kid get out and she is fucking, you know, good 4 feet tall. And I was like, wow, this is a great idea, blah, blah, blah. Nick Mangold, of all people, says, hey, come on, man. We live in a society. And I said, yeah, Nick, we live in a society and some of us are fucking poor. We didn't play, you know, 10 years in the NFL or future Hall of Famers here. So I didn't like being poor shamed by Nick Mangold.
No, I thought it was very unfair, too. And one thing, listen, fourth grade might be a little much sneaking them in free. However, you got somebody that can't go to kindergarten in any of the lower 48. I feel like if you can get them in free, you got to do it. I mean, you get in with AJ. If AJ can make it through the gates, that's on Disney. And I feel the same for every major corporation in America. If you can take advantage of Amazon, do it. You can take advantage of Walmart, do it. No matter what. Even my fucking carpet cleaner upstairs, that bad boy broke in 2019. What did I do? Took my dumbass to Amazon, ordered the same one again, put the old one back in the box, and send it back to Bezos' dumbass. I ain't doing that.
What about the soda cups at AMC?
There you go. Big corporations, fuck. Yeah. Who cares if it makes AMC trade lower? Who cares?
Yeah. I own it.
Yeah. You have the right.
You're robbing from yourself, basically. Yeah, exactly. It's not the matter that you do it large. It's the fact that it's like the most grossest thing you can basically do is washing old cardboard over and over again. That's the thing that's so shocking about it all. Nonetheless, you sent us a picture of these Crocs that you're looking at. Oh my goodness. These are beautiful.
No, but this is the deal. My only problem with Crocs, by the way, we're going to go long again. When you go to the Crocs thing, look at men's, then you go big and tall because I'm a size 15, sometimes a 14. So if I go to big and tall, all I get are the classic ones. I don't have the ability to get the boots or the disco sandals, which you know I would get. All I get is the classics. That's my only option. So a little dig on that.
I got an issue here, Lars, with this thing that you just sent us. Please. A big issue. They're identified incorrectly on the website. There's absolutely no way that that is an adult man's croc that we're looking at here.
You don't think?
Oh, no. That's a toddler croc. Look at the bottom of it. That is the shape of a toddler foot.
But I'll tell you right now, chaps, I saw them, and they are gigantic.
Okay.
These things. Yeah. And so around
Bridget's. I'm going to buy them right now in my size. If they come and they're children, you got to Venmo me back.
100%. I saw them in Journeys, you know that store? It's like got all those weird things, you know? So that's where we got her Crocs. And there was a pair of these up on it, and it looked like there was an inch behind the heel. Is that what you're talking about, how it kind of goes out like that?
Oh, so, yeah. These look like they're for people that go to a podiatrist a lot.
Yeah. So they did look very, very – by the way, a whole line of Croc socks. They have a whole line of socks, a full page.
I'm about to go through the sales section, see what they're working on here.
There's a Crocs. I saw Crocs bracelets too, where you just basically get the bracelet and you put the gibbet charms in them. And that is a fucking winner of an idea if I've ever seen.
Don't look at the New York City one, because the New York City Crocs are the color of concrete, and all the gibbets are like a matchbook, like a fucking pigeon. Like you're expecting them to throw in like a crack pipe with it too. If you see it on the page, it's like a grayish croc with just a giant pigeon foot laying across it, like an orange pigeon foot. But if you click on it, the gibbets are all like that old school like New York coffee cup. Mm-hmm. It's not very good.
I'm gonna just put up here on the YouTube for anyone that sees it. Anyone that's still listening to this, God bless you guys on the audio, but on the YouTube here, this is the shoe Lars just sent us. That is the Classic Crush High Low Disco. Has a nice little star picture on design on it. Very sexy.
That thing can't be for adults. It looks like a toddler shoe, right? Man. Like go to the underside, Clem.
They're
like
sold out on 10s, 12s, and 13s. I think the adults are the only ones buying them. As crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, honestly, the way that it's shaped, and because you did say it has a huge heel in the back, I could see this being a real successful unit for the units, because there's a lot of foam there.
Yes. And yeah, a little bit extra cushion for those of us that have extra cushion. And then Chapsy just sent one as well that I'm going to share. And Lars, this is something
actual Jaguar special.
Ooh, this is an actual Jag, even better. I'm going to let you and everyone else know who's thinking about buying some Crocs. You always go a size down. I am a 13 by nature, 12 in Crocs though, and they fit perfect. I was slipping and sliding, and ooh, these are Chapsies right here for those of us. Oh, Duval has never been more back. I want
to fucking pull the trigger right now.
Do it right now. Do it live on the podcast. Do it live on the podcast right now. Which size are you, Chaps, in Croc form?
I see, and I usually go down a little bit more. Because I don't like them all loose and flopping around. I usually wear 11, 11 and a half in sneakers. Sometimes I might go down to a 9 in a Croc.
I know. Oh, that's incredible. Classic translucent marble clog. For those looking to play at home and buy these themselves, classic translucent marble clog on thecrocs.com. That's how you can get it. And you're also supporting Large, who has some of their stock at home, too. So I think it's safe to say we don't have to dive into the mailbag this week. Maybe we'll save that for next week. Let's do a job. Let's plug each other. Everyone's shows right now. I had my Game of Stools last night. So everyone wants to recap on House of the Dragon. You can check that out on My Mom's Basement. Chapsy, what's going on in Zero Black 30 this week, pal?
Well, I was telling you guys before we started recording, there's a crazy story of the U.S. Navy. There's a ship that's named the USS Bonham Rashard, and it is a $1.2 billion battleship. It's like 300 and something feet long, I think, maybe 600. I'm not sure off the top of my dome. But this thing got set on fire in 2018. It was only about 3 or 4 years old whenever it got set on fire. the Navy had two investigations. One was by the local command and one was by kind of headquarters Navy or NCIS. You might be familiar with them because they have a TV show. They did the other investigation. The local investigation by the command said that it was mistakes by that command. The command themselves said that we made mistakes. The safety standards weren't there. They had tons of oily rags, tons of gas, ton of lithium batteries that were arcing. They had all kinds of mechanical issues on this ship, and it set ablaze. They didn't put any of the fire doors together. The whole thing went down, and it's ruined, $1.2 billion. They tried to charge one single sailor who's 20 years old with the entire arson. They said it was arson. The judge in the case said there's not enough evidence here to suggest there was arson, period, let alone arson by this guy. NCIS is still going forward with the charge sheet, charging a 20-year-old Navy sailor who a 06 judge, a captain judge, has already said didn't have anything to do with it. They're charging him for life in prison for this instead of giving – there's about three or four admirals that are involved that should take the lashings for it, but they're trying to do it all to one single junior Navy sailor, and we're going to let that story come out how it falls. It's going to be – it's a wild one. We just recorded it. Comes out tonight. Or it comes out on Monday if you haven't heard it.
Monday, so yeah, go back in time. You guys can listen to it on the Zero Blog podcast feed. And then, largely, what do we have? The Twisted History of Judaism is on pause right now because every episode basically is a Twisted History of Judaism. What's this week?
So in honor of the Queen recently dying and in honor of Game of Dragons or what, a House of Dragons, I'm doing the Twisted History of Inbreeding just because I find it 100% fascinating to see these people with the giant jaws because they've been banging their fucking sisters for centuries. So Twisted History of Inbreeding, we're going to go through a soup to nuts.
Talk about hitting hard on the current events there. Two birds, one stone. Tip of the cap, good sir.
Are you going to have any specials of Lizzie's in a box? Lizzie's in a box.
That was fucking raw. Raw. That was fucking.
I mean, it was like 2 hours after she was dead.
I know. That was
Lizzie's in a box.
The old Barstool would have blogged that. The new Barstool did not go anywhere near that one.
We did it?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I was just so taken aback. I didn't even know what to do. My was fucking, what's the SpongeBob? No, Mr. Krabs meme where everything's spinning. Right. Well, that's a current event that the kids can identify with. I didn't know what the fuck to think about.
You could take shots at Royals. Honestly, they have everything else in life is so good. Yep. If you can't make fun of them and take them down a peg, what's the whole thing about anyways?
Yep. I'm with you on that one, Chapsy. And you know what? Let's go write the blog post, you know, and then just post it back. I'm down for that.
Back at it 1 month later, Lizzie in a box is hilarious.
Is the Queen's death blog worthy? I believe someone had that one addressed at some point. our Jewish friend, the Stu Feiner episode, we had a double Stu Feiner episode. And I listened to the first one. That was absolutely incredible. So again, if you like Stu, you're going to get Stu screaming at you, being crazy, being the Stu we all know and love. You know, the fucking mulch is coming. The pool's 88 degrees. You guys know that Stu. He's going to fucking tongue fuck your wife's best friend, whatever it may be. However, we got an in-depth look at this guy who's an absolute sweetheart and his fucking
fuck your wife's best friend.
I'm just trying to get my inner Stu going on Rosh Hashanah, no less.
Do you guys think I'm barely a size 15? I'm like, I can fit into a 14 in some shoes. But, like, I'm probably a 14 and a half. Do you think I could go 13 in a croc?
100% yes. I am a 12 and a half, usually a 13, and I have 12s, and they fit me perfectly. It's like they molded it for my foot. And if not, you're just going to throw them out. I'd say return them. You don't. The big man doesn't return. He just throws out. So
if not, just send them down to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, there you go.
Why? Who's there? I don't know.
Some guy who likes to eat Subway. Subway. Hand in hand. So shout out everyone who made it all the way to the end of this. Hashtag Crocs, hashtag Jiffy, hashtag Skippy. Peanut Butter Challenge coming next week. So what do? We have our week in the new peanut butter starting from now till next week, and then we come back with our findings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it.
And, that's it.
And I'm going smooth. Are you going chunky, Chaps?
No. We're going smooth.
But Chaps is a chunky guy, though. So I think
chunky guy.
Wait, are we doing it on a sandwich?
Oh, yeah. You like chunky on a sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. Carry
Let's
on.
Do apples. Apples is the taste.
Chaps.
Everyone must do apples.
I thought it was just Granny Smith that you can't do.
Everyone must do apples.
You could do a Macintosh, right?
No, I'm allergic to apples.
Oh, across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
bananas in.
No, uncooked apples. You can eat cooked apples. As fucking crazy as that sounds. It's like, oh, did you hear about large?
Cook the apples and dip it in peanut butter.
Large passed away. Oh, how did he die? Heart attack? Nah, Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
See you guys next week. Stay safe. Stay sane.